Hello, my name is Lisa Elvin Stoltora, and this is my channel, Have Roots, Will Travel. I'm a genealogist and a passionate traveler. Most of my videos will be about travel or understanding various locations, but in this special series, I'm focusing on a part of Quebec Canadian history that's near and dear to my heart, the story of Les Filles du Roi, or the King's Daughters. In this series, I'll be focusing on individual biographies so that we can get to know as many of these amazing women as we can. Please let me know in the comments below if there is one Filles du Roi in particular you are interested in, and I'll try to move her to the front of the line. And please don't forget to subscribe to the channel, click on the notifications alert, and like this video. All of that helps me. All right, let's get started. Les Filles du Roi was a program started by the Intendant Jean Talon in 1663. I have produced a video called Les Filles du Roi, the Program 2.0. Please refer to that to give you more insight into the program, how it worked, how the girls were recruited, what it was like to come across to New France, how they selected husbands, and some of the more interesting parts of that period of time. For now, we're going to be focusing on another Filles du Roi, number 27, Marie-Catherine Coutenard. And she is our video number 27, but she's also my 8 times great-grandmother. She was born in 1643 in the parish of Saint-Sauveur, which is found in the city of Rouen, which is a river on the River Seine in northern France. The parish of Saint-Sauveur and its church existed for at least, you know, since about 1066. It survived multiple fires and was rebuilt each and every time. But by the 1700s, the church was finally ordered to be destroyed. When the new church of Saint-Jean d'Arc was built in 1979, the archaeological excavations found the remains of this incredible church, and that still in some way survives. A truly remarkable feat. Now, Rouen is the capital of the region of Normandy. Rouen has an amazing historical story. It was at one time the largest city in medieval Europe. It played a prominent role in both English and French histories from the 11th to the 15th century. Joan of Arc was tried and burned alive in the old market square in Rouen. This is where the church of Saint-Sauveur would have been. Rouen is a city of cultural and educational significance. The Museum of Fine Arts, the Sector des Tournelles, and the Rouen Cathedral. The University de Rouen at Normandy is a prestigious educational institution located here as well. It was from this area that the Statue of Liberty sailed in June of 1885. L'Armada, which is held every 4 to 6 years, is a gathering of sailing ships from around the world, which was actually begun in the 1980s to commemorate the sailing of the Statue of Liberty. The next Armada will take place in June of 2023. Each Armada has a theme. The next one will be the Armada of Liberty. And in these pictures, you can see a biographical illustration of the church. You can also see a statue of Joan of Arc, which sits in the town square. And in that bottom right picture, those small little stones are where the foundations of the church they found when they were rebuilding the church that is now known as a Jeanne d'Arc church. Now, Marie arrived in New France on the 30th of June, 1669, with a dowry worth about 350 pounds. That's about $50,000 today. She was 26 years of age. There is no, mention of her father being dead or mother, or that. I think she just went to start a new life. And she chose Robert Germain de Belleisle. Let's get to know him a little bit. He was born in Lonlay-l'Abbaye in the Normandy region of France. He was actually born about 100 miles from where Marie-Catherine was born, which of course isn't that far, but in the 1600s would have been many days travel. They They are, however, from the same essential region of France, which I think probably helped them to bond very quickly. The Benedictine Abbey of Lonely l'Abbaye was founded in the 11th century by Guillaume I, or William I. And the abbey and the village sit in a very long valley along the western route to the coast and Mont Saint-Michel. Now, Etienne Robert's profession was that of a cobbler or shoemaker. We do not know when Robert came to New France, but we do know that in 1665 he acquired his first property. So probably 1664 is what I'm thinking. Now, his father's name was Julien and his mother's name was Julienne Beuvais. And here's a illustration of the Lonely l'Abbaye and a picture of the abbey as it is now. Marie and Robert were married on the 28th of October at the Notre Dame Church in Quebec City. On the left of your screen is the actual marriage record between Robert Germain and Marie Connard. And of course, this picture is that of Notre Dame Church as it is today seen. Noville is a village on the north shore of the St. Lawrence River, just west of Quebec City, part of the Portneuf Regional County Municipality of Quebec. And this is where Anne-Marie and Robert began their life together. Now, it was founded in 1684 and it remains as picturesque as ever. These pictures were taken recently. In just a little bit of history of the seigneurie, in 1653, the area was granted as a seigneurie by Jean de Lauzon to Jean Bourdon de Saint-Jean for his son, Jean-François Bourdon de Dombourg, who was an engineer, a surveyor, a cartographer, and attorney general to the sovereign. In 1680, the Dombourg Seigneurie was acquired by Nicolas Dupont de Noville. And thereafter, the Seigneurie was known as Noville. So, note to self, if you're doing research and you see Dombourg, you know that it is the same name as Noville. In 1679, the Saint-François de Sales parish was formed. It became a civil parish in 1684. The place was also known as Pointe-aux-Trembles, in reference to the point on which the church was built, which was once covered with aspen and birch. Robert Germain was among the first to obtain land. According to the Noville Historical Society, he's among the pioneers of this town, and he is a founding father. And another interesting fact is that Noville is the town that has the second most filles du roi of any town in Quebec, 48 to be exact. And we have in our short series seen a few already. We have Elizabeth Cretel, video number 12, Agathe Merlet, video number 14, Elizabeth Sully, who was video number 3, and Catherine Gérard, video number 20. The only city with more was Charlesbourg with 101, and coming in at third place was Montreal with 46. In the 1681 census, we find Robert and Marie living with six of their children. They have one gun, two goats, and it says they have 16 arpents of land, which is about 13 acres. You can also see that his profession is that of cordonnier, which is shoemaker. So he continued on that field, in addition to, I'm sure, being a farmer. Now, they ended up having seven children. Marie Madeleine, who is my seven times great grandmother, marries Luc Louis Proto and has six children, all of whom reached adulthood. Jean-Baptiste appears on the 1681 census, but we do not hear from him again. We do not have a death record, marriage, nothing. Could he have gone on and become a voyageur? Any number of things can happen. Now we have Marie-Anne, who marries Pierre Lemay and has nine children, eight of whom make it to adulthood. Antoine marries Elizabeth Trottier and has 10 children, eight of whom make it to adulthood. Henri marries Geneviève Marcotte, and they have 11 children, all of whom make it to adulthood. Robert becomes a voyageur and helps to settle Detroit, Michigan for the French, but there is some evidence that he dies in Louisiana. Again, no evidence. His brother, Alexis, also becomes a voyageur in Detroit, but so little is known of him except for the fact that he is killed by Iroquois at the age of 29. So we do not know anything more about Robert and Alexis, but it's interesting to note that as DNA evolves, perhaps some linkages will shed some light on perhaps descendants that we don't know yet that will link these families together. Marie dies on the 22nd of May, 1715. It appears that she passed away in the hospital, indicating that she must have been suffering from some ailment that required intervention. She is buried at the Hôtel Dieu Cemetery. She was 72 years old of age, which during this period was a remarkable age to have reached. Robert lived until 1723, passing away at the even more impressive age of 84. He lived the remaining years of his life with his son, Henri, in the town of Cap Santé. And with that, we finish another mini biography of Effie du Roi, number 27. Until the next time, I will bid you adieu. And au revoir until we meet again.